WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
I suppose that Susan Brown Miller will take some flack for having published a novel about Joel Steinberg and Hedda Nussbaum before the verdict's even in. The author of Against Our Will, Men, Women, and Rape doesn't need me to defend her, but I will point out that she lives in Steinberg's Greenwich Village neighborhood. Hedda and Joel and Lisa were citizens of her streets. She was offended in her feminism and her decency by the dead child and the battered wife. She began writing the day Lisa died and finished last June. I'm sure she'd like to revise her idea of Hedda, whom she calls Judith, now that we know so much more than we did. But she isn't alone, especially among New Yorkers, in trying to imagine a meaning for the monstrous. There's nothing erotic about domestic violence, and plenty that's obscene about a society that ducks away from facing it. And Brown Miller's savage novel is all by itself a nail in the eye. If you are the sort who refuses to watch the nightly news because you'd rather not think about Joel's and Lisa's and Hedda's, Waverly Place is not for you. Neither is this century. Brown Miller blames most of what happened to Lisa, whom she calls Melinda, on Joel, whom she calls Barry. How Joel, or Barry, came to his rage is only hinted at, and has to do with nightmare parents, complicated by money matters and cocaine abuse. There's blame left over for the negligent social services, an impenetrable school bureaucracy, bookworld friends and colleagues of Judith who should have intervened, and neighbors who chose to ignore the screaming in the night from the apartment next door. One of the chilling conceits of Waverly Place is to imagine a neighbor whose career in TV journalism takes her to a bank robbery in Duluth, Minnesota, where the hostages, according to the Stockholm Syndrome, just like Patty Hearst, came to sympathize with the gunman holding them hostage, and to Midland, Texas, where a little girl is trapped in a well. This TV whiz kid misses the Hedda hostage and the Lisa trap. If we've come to feel during the Steinberg trial that the real Hedda was more culpable than Brown Miller's Judith, it doesn't mean there aren't any Judiths. There are far too many Judiths, numb beyond despair. And I know several Barrys with their fuses lit, button pushers, professional liars, recipes for grief. And it's far too late when these Barrys wake up from sleeping off their craze and fix on the blue blanket next to, quote, the puddle of child near the wall. Susan Brown Miller, busy as a Balzac moving us around from courtroom to restaurant to art gallery to publishing house, jump-cutting like a saline in and out of emergency wards and porno shops and needle parks and bloody kitchens, looking out lizard-eyed through a film noir camera at all the brutal creeps with their Halloween fevers and their murderous fists and feet. This Brown Miller isn't buying any fancy Freudian formulations of do me again, I love it, sadomasochism. This Brown Miller, a first-time novelist, slams us against our will into an awful recognition, a sickened admission of complicity.